Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, everybody. You're tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. We're broadcasting from the back of Roberta's Restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money. Making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, and my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman.
I'm here.
And we got to give him a little bit more time because he's got five more slices of pizza.
I'm ready to roll.
My producer, my engineer, is the one and only Mikeless Carlos. See, he's still without Mike. He's the only guy in radio, as I say. It's only temporary. He'll be Mikeless soon before we know it. Okay, Carlos is here running the show. Are we in trouble? I don't know.
I think we're going to be great.
I think we're like Carlos. Making sound effects. He didn't even know he was making. All right. We broadcast live every Thursday from 4:30 to 5. All our shows are archived on the website. You can download a free podcast, iTunes, listen to Flash Talk Cash all the time, anytime, and let us know what you think. And while we're broadcasting, streaming live, you can call us in. We take calls. The number is
718-497-2128.
Or you can email Carlos at info@heritageradionetwork.com, and he'd love to read what you have to say on air if he gets a mic that works. I told you. Wait, Carlos, you need work on that, okay? All right. So I just want to tell you before we start the show today that I went to Verizon 2 weeks ago, last week, to get my phone. This is a very interesting story about iTunes and podcasts. The guy was selling me my new iPhone, said, let me show you how some of the things work. We'll set it up for you, la, 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 da, da. So we were going through it. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. Set up your voicemail. So he says, let's go to your iTunes account and sign you up. So I said, well, I don't really download music. So he said, well, what about podcasts? I said, well, I don't really listen to podcasts. I said, oh, wait. Let me tell you, let's look and see my podcast, my radio show, Flash Talks Cash. That's a podcast. And so he says, oh, I know that show. I said, no, you don't.
I still don't believe this story.
I'm telling you it's true. So I said, wait a second. He goes, yeah, I know Flash Talks Cash. One of my customers came in a few weeks ago and we were chatting and she told me about Flash Talks Cash and I should listen and tune in. So there you go. We have listeners all over the place.
We're in New York.
Yeah.
All over New York. It's awesome.
That goes out to Tony at Verizon Wireless down on Wall Street. I hope he listens to this episode. On Water Street.
Oh, Water.
Water and Wall, yeah. Okay, so let's get to the show. The show, well, you know, it's Super Bowl week. And so now we're going to talk about Super Bowl money because that's what Flash does.
Who's in the Super Bowl?
Who's in the Super Bowl? The Giants and the Patriots.
All right, just making
sure. See, now Andrew's testing me because he thinks that I don't know anything about football. But I do know about football. I just choose not to watch it anymore. But I am going to a Super Bowl party this Sunday. And I'm participating like lots of people do. I'm just getting involved with the festivities. I hope the Giants win. I'm a New Yorker.
There I go.
And I know that Eli Manning is our quarterback.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, let me tell you something. I remember when Johnny Unitas was our quarterback, okay, in the 60s. I used to watch football when I was a kid. I don't watch it anymore.
Johnny Unitas is a quarterback of who?
The Giants.
He was?
No, Baltimore.
I was going to say.
Baltimore. I liked the name, though, when I was a kid.
I don't remember him being the quarterback of...
Who was the quarterback back in the 60s? If you said the name, I would know.
Frank Gifford?
No, I don't know.
He was a running back, I think.
I don't think he was the quarterback.
I think it was Frank Gifford. He got knocked out by something Bednarik. I don't remember.
All right. So let's talk about the financial aspects of the Super Bowl. Anyway, it's the most watched event in America every year.
I think the world.
I don't think it's the world.
No?
Think about the World Cup. I don't think football is all that popular outside of the United States, right?
I don't know.
All right. So let's talk.
Wait, so what festivities are you taking part in? Are you doing
a
box?
I'm going to a party.
They betting in a box?
No, we're going to talk about the boxes, though. I have a little shtick
and
here.
And prop bets?
I'm going to a Super Bowl party.
You know what a prop bet is?
No, and I have questions about betting.
Prop bets. Oh, they're awesome.
Prop bets. I saw that. I don't even know what that is. You'll explain, okay, when we get to that part. Okay. I have no idea what that means. Okay. So we're going to talk about, first of all, big sales on TVs this week.
Yep.
People get ready. People spend a lot of money.
A lot of renting of TVs as well.
Well, I don't know about rental, but there's TV sales. Go to Best Buy, go to Walmart, and they have the big screen TVs up for sale. But a little bit of information from Flash. TVs will probably be even cheaper in February after people who line up to buy their big TV for the big game. Mm-hmm. Then after the big game, the stores still have to unload the TVs to make room for the new TVs. And
You're saying?
So, you know, if you want to wait and get a better deal, February is the better time. The average person, I think they said 1.7 million people, no, billion people. Oh, no, 171 million fans are expected to watch the game this year. 171 million fans.
No way. It's got to be more than that.
No, that's it. That's it. It's really an American phenomenon. It's
I know,
not,
but there's 350 million people in this
country.
Yeah,
and half the people in this country are, you know, aren't interested. They're kids. They're people from other countries. You know, there's all sorts of reasons. Right. A lot of people, not everybody's into football. But 171, that represents about half of the country. Mm-hmm. That's still pretty big. Mm-hmm. So there's 171 million to tune in. And the average person who's going to be involved with the game will spend approximately $60, either buying TV, buying food, buying a shirt,
beer, anything,
all that. So the average person spends $60. So
that includes gambling.
Well, I didn't get to the gambling part. No. And so that means that the economy is going to grow by $11 billion just from the Super Bowl expenses.
God bless football.
Okay, so. So they're either going to go buy food, beer, and other things. You can buy liquor. You could buy chili mix. You can buy all sorts of fun things, and they hope you spend all your money. Okay, that's the retailers. Okay? The next thing we're going to talk about is the ticket prices. Do you know what the face value of the ticket prices are on the football?
Like $400 or something?
No, actually, they're $800 to $1,200 per ticket range, right? So the scalpers get approximately...
What?
5 times face value. 5 times. And so the ticket prices, the average ticket price is in the $4,000 range.
Okay.
That's still a lot of money.
For one game, yeah.
Yeah, for one game. But and some of the things that happen, so there are scalpers out there. There's some crime out there because, first of all, there's a lot of big money people out there. So it's easy pickings for the...
Indianapolis is going to get a big windfall this year.
We're going to talk about that, too. Indianapolis is supposed to get a big...
You keep telling me we're going to talk about all these things I want to talk about now.
Okay.
Go ahead. Talk about what
you want. We're going to go in order. We're going to go in order, okay? So there's a bit of crime. And guess what? One of the biggest crimes that go on during the football week. Super Bowl week.
Just gambling.
Gambling. No, that's not even considered.
Prostitution.
Prostitution. Andrew's
what?
Right.
Prostitution. Oh, yeah. Big time, buddy. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of guys out there.
All these guys go out there, get really hammered. There it is. Now it's time for the cougar.
Drinking and money floating everywhere. You know, they're not out there with their wives.
We're not talking about the chicks at Hunts Point here, buddy. We're talking about like the high-end prostitutes going for like $1,000 a night and shit.
Yeah.
Talking about real money makers.
Yeah. They call them call girls.
Call girls, high-end, yeah.
Okay. So here's another thing that's a phenomenon of the Super Bowl. The S&P market, the stock market, goes up and down depending on who wins the Super Bowl. Did you know about this? There's a football Super Bowl stock market connection. And it's been about 80% of the time when an older team, like the Giants, who've been in the league for a very long time, win, the stock market goes up. And when the newer teams, like the AFL kind of teams, the Patriots and things like that.
They've been around for like 40 years
well,
now.
Well, that's still considered newer compared to an older team. When they win, the stock market goes down.
There's no
connection.
There's a direct correlation.
But it happens. It happens. Who knows why? And the other thing is, you know, the losers... there were a lot of avid fans out there, and the losers sometimes suffer heart attacks from losing. So you got to worry about your medical condition during the Super Bowl week.
Can we move on to something I want to talk about now? Okay. Gambling.
Well, let's talk about the economy.
Can we talk about gambling? This is like the most bet-on sports event.
Okay, we'll talk about the gambling.
Ever.
We'll talk about the legal gambling and then the illegal gambling, okay?
Well, there's no legal gambling.
Yeah, legal gambling in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, the sports book.
So let's talk about that, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about what goes on in Las Vegas. And here's where all my questions are, okay?
Go for it.
Okay, so first of all, you know who's favored, right? You know the point spread?
Patriots by 3.5.
I think the Giants are a favorite.
Now they are? When they opened the line, it was 3.5 the other way. Then everyone picked the Giants to win. They swung it the other way.
But see, I'm just reading
spread,
what I learned.
I
read this today. It was 11:30 this morning. It said 60% of the bettors are placing their money on the Giants, and the New York money has forced the point spread to move from 3.5 to 3 points. Does that mean that the Giants are favored by 3 points?
No, they're getting 3.5.
Oh, I missed that. I told you I didn't understand this, and this is where all my questions lie.
See, like, you know, and you know what a point spread is, right?
But I thought the Giants had the 3 points.
What happened is now the Giants were...
I understand.
The Patriots had to win by 3.5. Now it's just 3.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot more pushes.
Yeah.
So a lot of people aren't going to win any money except for the VIG.
This is
what... The house wins now. The house really wins now.
Okay. Well, this is where all my questions are.
Go ahead.
I'll keep going. So now... So this is the part I don't understand. At most sports books, you can't even bet the Giants at the usual -110.
Yeah.
The Giants +3 has moved to -120, meaning you must bet...
$120 to win $100.
I don't get that.
It's a VIG.
I don't get
that. It's the house making money on you.
Wait a second. So if I want to bet... If I want to bet $500 that the Giants win...
You got to put up 1.2. So that's, you know, $600 to win $500.
Why would I do that?
Because if you're really sure they're going to win...
Oh, I see.
So if you're gonna win $500, you put up $600. If you win, you get $500 without putting anything out.
Yeah.
But if you lose, you pay $600.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Who does this?
It's Las Bookies. Vegas.
It's see the point of a spread.
Yes.
Is to make the pool exactly even.
Right.
You want 50% of your money on each side.
Statistically, yeah. I understand
so
that.
The house doesn't win unless they hit you with a VIG, which is the 10%.
But I don't get this.
That's 10%.
But I don't get this. If you have to beat the spread, isn't that where the house wins or loses?
Yeah.
You have to win.
No, they want it exactly even.
Well, that's not what the point spread does. It spreads it
exactly,
so it's even.
Exactly. So then they get their money. They make their money on the 10%.
On what 10%?
The 110. So say you win $100 on a $110 bet. There's a guy who lost $110 to pay your $100. So they make $10.
But what about the spread?
The spread is set up so that they have 50% of the money on each side.
It's hedging.
Yeah.
Okay, it's still a little difficult for me to get it. I guess I have to spend a little more time with it. Okay.
I don't understand
you think it's easy. Okay, but let me just finish.
Carlos, do you understand this concept?
It's Mike-less Carlos.
This?
I want to make sure everyone understands what I'm saying here.
I don't know. I understand. I just have to give it a lot more thought.
Carlos, at this point,
why would you put down $600 only to get back $500? That's where I'm losing it.
You don't actually put the money down.
Oh,
it's like saying,
but you have to be prepared to lose $600.
Yes, to win $500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I understand that.
So you
give the guy $600, then he gives you back $100.
In
frankly,
theory, yeah.
Yes.
Well, what you do is usually call it in.
I understand that. I
say,
understand
hey,
that.
I got.
But
this is my
effectively,
account.
If I give you $600, say, okay, here's my bet. You're going to give me back $1,100
yes.
if I win.
Yes.
If I win by more than 3 points.
Yes.
If the Patriots win by more than 3 points.
Well, that's if you bet the Patriots.
Okay. If I bet the Giants, all they have to do is win.
Yes. Or lose by less than 3 points.
Okay.
If they lose 28-27,
okay. Then I
still
won. Covered the bet. Okay. All right. Let's go on. So Patriots victory would cover the spread and a big payday for Las Vegas.
Well, yeah, since most of the money is actually on the Giants at this point. I think they don't want to move the spread because they know they want to keep it where it is to keep the gambling going.
Yeah.
And they'll make their money anyway.
Okay. Over the last 7 Super Bowls, betting totals have averaged over almost $89 million per year.
That's
it. Legal gambling.
Just $89 million?
Yep.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
It's one day.
I understand.
One day of gambling. And that's only legal. Forget about that. What about all the illegals? We'll talk about
that.
Love
it.
Yeah. So it's very hard for Vegas to lose money.
You don't lose money.
Well, no, they have lost money twice since reporting from 1992, it says. They lost. One of them was in 2008 when the Giants upset the Patriots when the Giants were a 12-point underdog.
Yes.
So they lost. They lost money. So it seems like they had more money.
The problem is they couldn't make the spread any higher.
Correct. Correct. So that's where they lost their money. Now, here's one more thing before we go to break. The only chance the sports books take a bath, if New York wins the game outright, the public likes the Giants at +3, but it loves the money line.
Mm-hmm.
72% of money line bets are on the side of New York. What does money line mean?
It's straight up, no spread. So the Giants beating the... See, what happens is when you... when you have a spread, you get points. Like the Giants are getting 3 points.
Yes.
So if they lose by 2 points,
they still win.
You still win.
Right.
If you take the Giants straight up to win,
yes,
you're not getting that 3 point buffer.
So that's a different gamble.
Say the spread was 12 points 4 years ago in 2008. Yes. If you just took the Giants straight up,
yep,
your money line, that's like saying I had 12 points. Yeah. I could have lost by 10 points and still won this bet.
Right.
Now I'm giving back the 12 points.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm that confident.
So the odds are better.
It's better odds.
Yes.
It's just saying that you're that much more confident in your bet,
uh-huh,
and you don't need the points.
So did you place a bet?
No.
Okay. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back to talk more about Super Bowl. Okay?
Today's program is brought to you by Fairway Market. Whether you are cooking for one or for a crowd, Fairway Market literally has everything you need for a fantastic meal. But if you don't feel like cooking, no worries. They cater. Check out fairwaymarket.com for more information. And be sure to check the new blog, On Our Plate, for weekly specials, health tips, and recipes.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. We're talking about Super Bowl money. Andrew's explaining the betting.
As much as I can.
It's hard. It's the difficult. Other thing that came up is prop bets. And I started to read about it, and Andrew's going to explain because I don't understand prop bets too much.
I'll switch you over.
Is there? So go ahead.
I don't know what Carlos is doing in there.
Yeah.
Prop bet is a proposition bet.
Oh, we got a phone call from somebody who has a question for you, Drew, because I
hope.
All right. Hello. Who's online?
Hello. It's Dan. I got no question. I just want to say the Giants is the bet to make.
That's it?
That's all I want to say. New York football Giants.
Do you need the 3 points, or you are confident they're going to win straight out?
I got $300 on the game.
Are you on the money? What is that called? Money line?
Money line.
Are you on the money line, or are you taking a spread?
No, I'm taking the money line.
There you go.
Good for you. So you really are confident.
A lot of people out there picking the Giants this week.
Yeah.
A lot of analysts are saying the Giants. They're very hot, but so are the Patriots. The Patriots won like 8 or 9 in a row. The Giants won like 6 in a row.
Yeah.
It's good luck, Dan.
And if you win, 300 will be how much?
That's it. He wins $300.
If I win, I'm going to call you back. If I lose, you'll never hear from me again.
All right. Thanks again. Take care.
All right.
What the hell did you just say?
I said take care.
Oh,
can you
talk
please
care?
Tell me?
Talk kale?
That's what I was like. What, we're talking about food now.
No.
A prop bet is a proposition bet. You're betting on something happening, an occurrence. Like you could bet on the coin toss. Heads or tails. Big money on the coin toss. Big money on the coin toss.
Oh, and they're betting on whether Kelly Clarkson, how long she'll sing the national anthem.
You can bet like 5 minutes. You can bet who scores the first touchdown. You
can
bet who's going to have more receiving yards in the game.
And that's legal? Do they do that in Las Vegas?
The sports book will do that for you. Most bookies don't do that because it's just a lot more information.
Yeah.
You can bet who has more receiving yards, who has
more
rushing yards.
And are there odds on all of those bets too?
They usually throw out the bet. Like as a thing, like an over-under, like say the who's going to score the first touchdown, there's probably odds on it. Like, Brandon Jacobs might be 3-1. Tom Brady might be 5-1.
That sounds like something my brother would do.
Oh,
I
have a friend who's coming to a Super Bowl party with a list of bets he wants to have us do.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's funny.
Then, you know, there's a lot of other things out there that are the boxes and the next time. Are we talking about boxes or no?
No, but you can mention boxes. Go ahead. Boxes.
Everyone does boxes.
Everyone, that's illegal gambling. So let's talk about the illegal gambling, okay?
It's not illegal unless you get caught.
Okay. It's illegal, Drew. So
wait,
it doesn't
is it
get
illegal?
Reported. It doesn't get reported to the IRS.
But it's not earnings.
But that's a big part of my program here today is winnings are taxable. Okay, winnings are taxable, whether it's legal or illegal. And I've said this a million times, whether you're a prostitute, you're a drug dealer, or you're a gambler, legal or illegal winnings or earnings from any of those illegal sources is still taxable to the IRS. So you're supposed to report it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Now, so big thing is those boxes in every bar, in every office pool. Everybody bets the boxes.
Every Super Bowl party.
Yes, everybody has boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the IRS wants you to turned him.
Shut up.
I'm telling you.
Shut
That's
up.
For
That's
real.
Ridiculous. How are they going to know who won?
Well, they don't.
That's ridiculous. They don't have to audit everybody in the world.
No, they don't have a clue. And they're losing billions of dollars because there's lots of money being.
But they're not.
Let me tell you something.
How are they losing money? Because the problem is the money's already taxed.
No, they're losing.
It's people's disposable income that's already taxed.
No, I agree. It's after-tax dollars.
It's not like you're making free money
that's
off a business.
True.
This
that's
is all
true.
Person-to-person
but
gambling.
Let me tell you something.
It's like a house poker game.
Gambling winnings are taxable.
But I understand if you're winning it from like an establishment.
Well.
Because they're making income on it.
I see.
Like this is just
yeah, but
double
I think,
taxing money.
Yeah, well, that's true. But let me tell you a story. A few years ago, back in a place that I knew, they had a very successful Super Bowl box.
Yeah, and a lot of places have big ones.
Big.
$500,000 a box. Yeah.
So the winner won $1.2
million. Yep.
And, of course, the IRS found out about it because it was
it's
the
so
talk
big,
of
yeah.
the town. Right. And they eventually shut them down.
It seems because it's not like the establishment's making money. That's the only
well,
thing.
Well, they do make a piece.
If they take a cut.
They do.
If
obviously.
They take a cut,
they're not
then,
doing all that work and transferring all that money.
If they take a cut, then I think that's where it gets gray. Because like a house poker game.
But it's still illegal.
A house poker game is legal.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Only if the house is taking a cut
listen,
is it illegal.
Listen to me. Well, that's not the criteria to report your winnings to the IRS.
I'm
sorry to say.
I understand. But if you win money off a friend and like a gambling.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to report that. It's double taxing the income.
I'm just telling you what the IRS rules are. Okay.
That makes no sense.
You have any other things you want to talk about betting on the Super Bowl?
Oh, there's plenty. There's plenty of things you can bet on. You can gamble on anything.
Yeah.
You can literally gamble on anything.
Yeah. Well, just remember, and I'm not telling you go report it, but the IRS is looking for people.
Don't do it.
I'm just telling
you. Got to be stupid.
Well, okay. If you legally bet at horse track races and casinos and stuff, lotteries, you're going to get a W-2G, right? You got to report it. And the same thing with this Las Vegas legal gamblers.
Of course.
They're going to send them out.
They'll give you the same thing.
They're going to send them out.
But you can offset that with your wagers.
Okay.
All your gambling losses should be written off against whatever you win. Let everyone know that.
Yes.
So if you do, go ahead and report your box winnings of like $500.
Right. And all your
I'm sure you gambled enough throughout the year, personally, if you're winning
a
box.
Of it, right.
Yeah, yes. You don't have to worry about
right.
that.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to the commercials. What are the highlights of the Super Bowl?
So I have a question.
Yes.
So I do fantasy sports, and we gamble on that.
Yes.
Can I offset if I win my winnings with gambling for my fantasy sports?
Yes, but up to the winnings.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. So me and my 10 friends who do a fantasy football thing. I'm just saying this is retarded. Like,
no
where
kidding.
Does it end?
No kidding.
How far into my pocket do they have to go?
No, it's not fair. It's absolutely not fair because suppose you are a gambler, a regular gambler, and you hadn't have very much winnings this year, or you had no winnings.
Do you carry those forward?
No. You cannot take your losses unless you have winnings.
That's awful.
No, it's a one-sided equation as far as the IRS is. Goes.
But that makes no sense.
No kidding.
Like on stock things,
you take
you
losses.
Can carry your losses
yeah,
forward
but
forever.
Not with gambling.
Why? It's the same thing.
It's just the way.
They're both gambling.
No kidding. Okay. So
only the rich people gamble on the stocks.
I'm legally can write
that's
off stuff.
That's crap.
Yeah. Okay. With that, let's talk about the commercials. As far as non-football fans are, the commercials, and I think football fans will agree, the commercials are really
some of them are fun. Some
wonderful,
of them are
wonderful. And every year there's usually a winner out of all of them. So guess how much a commercial costs for
$1.5 million.
No. $3.5 million for a Super Bowl commercial.
For how long?
60
30 seconds.
Oh, I was talking about 30 seconds.
30 or 60, I'm not
usually
sure.
Usually it's by 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's usually 30-second numbers. I think it's 1.5. Google that.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if it's 60 or 30 seconds. I didn't find it out. But $3.5 million per commercial. That's what it said. So
that's a lot.
Okay.
But you reach a lot of people at that point, though.
Yeah. Well, you're reaching 171 million people, right? And people are actually tuned into your commercials during the Super Bowl as opposed to regular TV when people leave the room, right?
And fast forward through it or something.
Okay. And the last thing I want to talk about is, before we go to number nuts, the last thing I want to talk about is the halftime show. Who picks the acts? They are the most pathetic acts every year.
Since Janet Jackson showed her boob, it's been all downhill.
It's been downhill before that, too.
Well, the thing is, you need to play to the crowd.
Wait a second. Now, first of all, most of these acts that they have annually, year after year after year, are older acts that haven't really been current and aren't really putting out anything really great.
Well, Janet Jackson was pretty current with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And boom, a boo popped out.
So now we go to all the old folks. We've got The Who, The Rolling Stones,
Madonna.
No, this year it's Madonna.
Madonna did the Pro Bowl, I thought.
No, she's doing the halftime show with...
I thought it was MIA.
I thought so,
he's
too.
He's going to appear with her. She's going to appear with her, but...
Look who's on. See, why do you care if MIA shows up? Because you don't even know who
I
hell
think
she
the
is.
Half no, I've turned the half show off.
The half show?
Halftime show.
You're mumbling nowadays.
You're getting me excited.
I'm getting you excited so you mumble?
For years, I thought that they were like the most pathetic acts. Tom Petty. Give me a break.
When did Tom Petty go on?
A couple of years ago.
Eric Clapton was on, I remember.
Yeah, and he's another aging star. I just feel like
aging.
You know,
they're old. It's like I heard the Rolling Stones are like 75 years old.
Yeah, well, they're going to hit 70s. Yeah. Okay, so now let's go to number nuts. We're going to keep in the Super Bowl tradition. We're going to do number nuts. You guys are going to like this one. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, we're going to talk about the cheerleaders on the NFL and the AFL teams. Is it AFL anymore? No, right?
No, it's the NFC and the AFC, and it's all in the NFL.
Okay.
I call it the ABA.
Okay. So I
you know
remember
the
back
ABA
in the
is,
day.
Right?
Yes, of course.
Do you?
Yeah, the American Basketball Association.
Just check it.
No,
I don't
know. Were the NBA and the ABA. Listen, yeah. That's when I used to watch sports.
You still got the AFL around.
Well, it's the AFC, right? It's the AFC.
AFC.
Yes.
Same teams.
Okay. So we're going to rank. I want you to tell me out of the top 10 cheerleading teams.
Seriously?
And yeah. You're going to tell me. And this is the rank. This is the considerations that you have to take. You probably don't know a lot
no.
of this. Of course, you're not going to know. And Carlos, you just
like,
chime in.
Is this
in.
An opinion question?
This is kind
this
of subjective, like, but it's out there.
The
but
best
let me
cheerleading.
Just. The NFL's
based
10.
On what?
I'm going to tell you, okay?
Can I go with the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders?
The online presentation and their website. That's,
who cares?
Well, I'm just telling
you. You see for about 30 seconds. Exactly,
website.
Man.
Can I finish? Okay,
this is the worst
boys.
Number nuts ever. Can we talk about how the Philadelphia...
There you go.
The Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders had a hole in their locker room where guys used to look at them like showering. Like, that's
can
phenomenal.
Can I
best cheerleading
well,
squad
maybe
in the
you
league.
Can put them on the list of the top 10, okay?
Are you just putting buttons
things,
over there, man?
Fan interaction with the cheerleaders. Yeah.
Wait, am I going on dates with these women?
Community outreach, what they do.
They can reach out to me and Carlos. Yeah. We're available anytime.
Okay. And
Carlos,
finally,
give them the number.
Their overall success as a cheerleading team. Let me tell you something. The NFL uses the cheerleaders not only for eye candy during the game, but these teams, the cheerleading generate revenue for them, especially online. They're a big online presence, okay? You only see them 16
Who
weeks
looks
a
at
year?
The online website?
Okay, maybe people do. And maybe you will after this.
No,
but
I still won't.
Okay. So I want you to name the top 10 cheerleading squads for 2012.
So I have a 1-3 shot.
You have a 1-3 shot.
I'll probably even better than
By the way, there's only 26 teams.
Wait, what happened to the other six teams? They don't have cheerleaders. Oh, the Giants don't have cheerleaders.
See? So tell me who your choice is. Carlos, you can chime in.
I'm guessing.
I don't know anything.
I'm guessing the Cowboys.
The Cowboys were number
Broncos.
2.
Broncos.
The Denver Broncos were number 5.
Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders. Yep, they were up there. Number 9.
49?
49ers. I don't think they're on there. Redskins.
The Redskins, they're not on here.
Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles. Yep, you got them. They're number 6.
Yep. I have no idea.
Well, think about
San Diego Chargers.
Green Bay.
Wait a second. Are you just guessing now and think about cheerleaders?
I don't know what the cheerleaders look like. How would I know this?
Well, you haven't come up with the number 1. So let's
New England Patriots.
The New England Patriot cheerleaders are number 1.
Why? Because everyone in the Patriots has nothing else to do with their time other than look
okay,
at their sports.
Okay, well, they do. So now we
got... You know, like in Boston, they have like FM sports talk radio? That's crazy.
I don't know what you mean by that.
On FM. You know, like on the where they play the music?
Yeah.
AM's usually the news portion, and FM's usually the
music
side.
Yeah.
They have sports talk on like 3 different stations on the FM side.
Well, they have some FM stations in New York.
No, they don't.
Yeah, WFUV has sports.
For what, 30 seconds?
No, they have a whole sports show every Saturday afternoon.
I'm talking about full day.
Oh.
All day. Oh. Just talking about Boston sports. They are really into their sports up there.
Okay, well, good. So now you got to go with 4 more.
So that's probably just people looking at their website
a lot.
What
team is that you said?
The New England Patriots, we said.
Okay, so what about 5 more teams?
There are 5 more teams? Titans.
No.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, now you're just guessing.
Miami Dolphins.
Well, the Miami Dolphins are number 3. But you haven't even named one that should be, you should come roll off your tongue like right after the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots. Some team and the Oakland Raiders, since you're an Oakland Raiders fan.
I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay, well, the New York Jets.
They have cheerleaders?
They have cheerleaders.
I did not know.
And they're ranked number 7.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah, so now we got
Why don't you just tell us?
Okay, if you give up, I'll tell you.
Because I could just keep guessing every
Atlanta
team.
Atlanta Falcons,
okay, great.
Number 10, okay? And the New Orleans Saints.
Great.
Okay, and the last team you forgot was the Houston Texans.
I didn't forget them. I know who they are. Yeah. I didn't know their cheerleaders
By
were
the
so
way,
highly regarded.
I didn't
regarded.
Know they changed their name from the Oilers to the
well,
Texans.
They moved. The Tennessee Titans, they were a new team.
Oh.
The Tennessee Titans were the Houston,
Houston Oilers.
They moved up there, and then Houston got a team back.
See, I remember Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
See?
Warren Moon.
Yeah, I don't know. Remember that one. Okay, so we're kind of done with football for this week.
That's all you got.
Go
That's
Giants.
Got.
Do you have anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, I'm good. I like the Giants straight up as well.
Straight up? You're going to go for that money line?
That's the money line, straight up.
And don't bet too much.
I'm not. I've won on the Giants the last 2 weeks, so I think I might have to go with them
again. The Giants have the momentum, don't they?
No, they're both really on a good run right now. As I said, the Patriots have won more in a row. Well, the last loss the Patriots had this year, New York Giants.
I think that, you know, when I said the average person spends $60 for Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I think in New York City, the average person probably spends more than
$60.
Because in New York, it's just bloody more expensive.
Everything's more expensive. Yes. And with the Giants being in the Super Bowl,
yeah, we're going to go crazy in this town. And by the way, if the Giants win, this is a little plug from my man Ray. He does the march. He does the ticker tape parade up Broadway a couple of days after
Canyon of Heroes.
He will be marching with his high school team,
awesome,
as usual. So we'll sign off and we'll talk to you guys next week and we'll talk about the results. Bye bye.